You're listening to 88.3 Southern FM.
And now on the space show, we get in our time machine and whoosh back 40 years. The television series Cosmos began on 1980, September the 28th. In 13 weekly episodes narrated by Carl Sagan, it told a wide-ranging story of the universe, our solar system, and the evolution of life on Earth, and the history of science. That initial broadcast was seen by an estimated audience of 150 million people, which in 1980 was 3% of the global population. In many broadcasts and releases on videotape, Laserdisc and DVD, millions more have seen Cosmos in the 40 years since. Music, composed by Vangelis, a Greek musician, was the opening theme to the series Cosmos. The music of the Cosmos series played a big part in its success. Along with stunning visuals, Carl Sagan's unique style of presentation and the clarity of the dialogue. On this evening's The Space Show, we celebrate the 40th anniversary of Cosmos, not by broadcasting Carl Sagan's narrative, which is copyright, but instead bringing you the original music. We have already heard the title music, which was Heaven and Hell by Greek musician Vangelis. Finding the music for Cosmos was in itself a voyage of discovery. It was always the intention of both Carl Sagan and his wife, Anne Druyan, that the music and the images would be as important as the words. They wanted the 13-part series to speak to that part of us in which the heart and mind are one. The cosmos is all that is, or ever was, or ever will be. We ourselves are made of star stuff. As expressed in the opening theme of each episode, the Vangelis piece expresses the view that we humans are a way for the cosmos to know itself. Sagan said that Dmitri Shostakovich's 11th Symphony reminds us that the Earth is embedded in 15 billion years of cosmic time. It is 15 billion light years to the cosmic horizon. Okay, in the 40 years since 1980, we have reduced that horizon to 13.7 billion years, but the idea is still there. Our planet is a mere speck of matter circling one star in the obscure backwaters of a typical galaxy of 400 billion suns. In a dandelion seed starship of the imagination, Carl takes us on a journey into our galaxy and to our home planet. He acquaints us with the immensity of space and time and asks whether there are many other intelligent beings who wonder as we do. That music pops up many times in the series. For example, it backgrounds the story of Johannes Kepler. Now, if there are alien intelligences, they would have begun by the same simple processes that we did. Organic molecules are plentiful in the gas and dust between the stars. These same molecules were also formed early in planetary history. Life here, on our little planet, is testament to the possibilities hidden in hydrogen atoms, given 15 billion years of cosmic evolution. Cue in Alpha by Vangelis. The possibility of extraterrestrial life is a recurring theme in the television series Cosmos. Given worlds enough and time, what is the likelihood that life is unique to Earth? Asks Sagan. As yet, we know only the thin, reedy tune of life on one world. As we prepare for future explorations, we wonder and speculate about other possible voices in the cosmic fugue. The traditional Japanese tune depicting the cranes in their nest, played by Goro Yamaguchi. This backgrounded a story of Haiki warriors and the evolution of crabs. Carl Sagan's generation was the first to fathom the workings of DNA, the master molecule at the heart of every cell and every living thing on Earth. DNA, in its encoded library of genetic information and its slight but significant modifications through mutation, is the composer, performer, and instrument of all life on Earth. Sagan chose to use Johann Pachelbel's Canon A3 on a ground in D, as played by the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields, to illustrate this point. To human perceptions, this process of evolution is slow, but over cosmic time, it has worked wonders. The origin and diversification of life on Earth has transformed and beautified our planet. Sagan said this flourishing is to be protected and cherished. An animation to illustrate this evolution from simple cell to humans was set to the tune of the spring movement of Antonioni Vivaldi's The Four Seasons. Vivaldi's The Four Seasons, as heard in Cosmos. On next week's The Space Show, we will continue to play some of the music from Cosmos to celebrate the 40th anniversary of the first time it aired on television. And we have some of the details about the evolution of the series Cosmos, a bit about Carl Sagan, and yes, something I recorded.